in our meditation with deep, flowing, gentle breath. Slow the breath down. Let it be nice and deep and delicate, gentle. Don't make an effort of it. And use it to slow your mind down and draw your consciousness out of your mind as you focus deeply into the breath. The breath becomes your central position in this now moment. Everything else flows around you, flows through you, in fact. Breath is open, flowing. You are consciously letting go of all resistance to anything. Coming into harmonious observation of all that is. Every breath you take, let it open up all the channels in your body. Relax your body, but keep your awareness razor sharp, very interested in everything that's occurring. We're not here to escape from ourselves, but we are endeavoring to step apart from ourselves. Like the mind is an endless river of thought and associated emotion. And as consciousness, we are stepping out of that river. And our awareness is becoming a deep, wide, tranquil ocean, still. The river flows into this vast ocean, which easily swallows it up. As soon as the river hits the ocean, it slows down and breaks up. So the fragments of your mind, the thoughts, can easily be observed as they float on through. Do your best not to be caught up in them. See them as they are, as they float on through. Observe the feelings associated with it, or if the feelings come first, let the feelings flow through. And observe the thoughts that are revealed, but as though from a distance, so you can see the whole picture. As pure conscious awareness, you are not this body, not this mind. You are transcendent of all that is physical. You are eternal, complete in yourself. And you are seated in the power of choice, resting in the great principle of unconditional love, which is also wisdom, the essence of total personal responsibility. You are the representative of this love, first to your own humanness, and then flowing from there to the rest of humanity and the world. But we are just concentrating mostly on our human mind and body from a transcendent standpoint, observing all that flows in, flows through. Like there's a door in that's open, and there's a door out that's open. This is the heart. Let everything flow through us and we are simply observing, watching, learning, feeling, experiencing, allowing. In doing so, we are transcending the fear-based lower mind, letting go of attachment, letting go of need. Consider that at this transcendental standpoint, there is no need. You are purely embraced with the very life force, fed by this on every level. So imagine that you require nothing. You are seated in the very essence of love, like a drop falling back into the great ocean of love. And as a drop, you are like a sea, a great ocean to your humanness, which is now cradled in this intent to love and accept your whole human journey as it is. Every breath you take now is a breath of loving compassion, acceptance, loving kindness to your own human journey. Recognizing that you could not be anything other than human at every standpoint, at every moment. As the guardian of your human journey, you offer unconditional love to your own human self. Whenever you have needed love and were left wanting, you now have the opportunity to offer that to yourself at any point in life, where you needed that understanding, that kindness, that connection. This is now flowing from your open heart as you invite yourself in. But at the very center of your awareness is stillness. At the center of the breath, coming from the very soul of your being, very Buddha nature, this pure still tranquility. So concentrate on that, work on that, deepen and expand this stillness. The mind will still push in as it does. Don't be worried about this. Simply observe as it comes through. So we are here to understand our humanness. We cannot master what we do not understand. We cannot master what we do not love and accept. So therefore, as the observer, all experience in your life is just that experience. Remove the value labels that the ego has put on it. It's all good, as the Birad says. Joy or sadness are equally valuable to the consciousness which you are. All experience, all sensation, all feeling are there to teach you about yourself and about life. Let it all in, let it flow through you. Observe yourself in relation to those experiences, but always from the perspective of love, acceptance. even as your little mind is judging and fearing, observe it without judgment and learn about it. Get to know yourself, for you are the loving guardian of this child of mind that we are in our humanness. But once again, keep reaching into the stillness, into the very essence, into your very being. This is where the power lies. This is where your true intelligence flows. This is where you expand into the infinite. So work with yourself, work with your mind. Reach for the principles of love, acceptance, personal responsibility, which is the responsibility to love and accept yourself. Your humanness is humanity itself. So work to stay at this transcendental observer space, continually using your breath to come back to the center. Keep pulling yourself free of the mind when it grabs you and sweeps you away. Don't be frustrated with it. Just breathe. Let your breath slow everything down. You can just pause for a little moment at the top of the breath. Inject stillness into that. Then at the bottom, stillness. And in that stillness is deep, loving acceptance of yourself just as you are. Even say the words unconditional love, contemplate on it. Say the word stillness. You can guide yourself, talk to yourself as the guardian of your human mind. But above all, accept yourself and accept everything else as well. You're not trying to change anything or save the world, you're just observing, learning, allowing, letting the higher self in you come more into your conscious awareness so you can see from a greater and greater perspective. So breathe, stillness, open, flowing. Accepting. Honoring, allowing, loving kindness. Even as the mind is confused, be like the loving parent to a child. Patience. let the distraction flow through you. Just coming back to the center of the breath. Just be aware that there is only now. Nothing matters other than simply breathing deep, slow, open breaths. Very delicate open breath. Allow everything to run through you. Accepting all as it is, especially yourself. Staying in the stillness of the breath. Just letting all mind stuff just flow on through. Letting all bodily sensation flow on through. It's like you are transparent, ethereal, and yet embracing your humanness with loving kindness. We're not here to escape, we're here to embrace. Accept. And let the music wash through you as part of this beautiful tranquility that you are surrounded by. Let it become an energetic background. It helps to lift you into your observer awareness with an open heart of unconditional love to yourself and all life, letting it all be as it is. Keep letting the breath be open and flowing. Just letting the very life force flow through you. Continue to flow with your breath. Just dropping deeply into the breath. Letting everything else go. Letting it all flow freely. The center of the breath is a deep stillness. The center of this deep stillness is a point of light. It opens out into infinite light, infinite love, the highest principle of life. Simply let yourself fall into this point of stillness. Letting your mind empty itself out. You drop deeper and deeper into this point of oneness, point of love, where you become more and more full with this essence of life. All the comings and goings of the human mind fall away. Nothing matters, only breathing. Being, flowing. Everything else is a million miles away. And yet being gentle at every penetration or intrusion of the mind, just treating it gently, letting it flow through. Coming back to your center, deeply dropping into the stillness. Letting everything flow through. Every breath is a new moment, a new now, a new eternity. refocus yourself in your breath. As we merge into the final stage of this meditation, just be aware of yourself as pure conscious awareness, the loving guardian of your human self, channeling the pure essence of love through your intention toward yourself. Let's begin our metta meditation, where we open our hearts out into the world to radiate out that intention. Do our bit to raise the consciousness of humanity. But begin by just offering your heart to those in this group as they do the same for you. Just as though you are literally breathing everyone through you, through your heart of loving kindness and total acceptance. Offer everyone that intention of love. Set everybody free in this love. And let the group come together through this as one heart, as one shining light out into the world, connecting with all the other groups of similar intent all around the world. And in your heart and mind, as you're breathing and letting yourself be a channel of this intention, the light flowing through you, let us offer a positive vision into this world, knowing the suffering, the strife, the injustice, the difficulties. And yet we are sending out a flow of love and empowerment to those working the side of light, working to reveal the truth, to bring forth justice, spread love and acceptance throughout their communities, strengthen those who endeavoring to end poverty and to create fair financial affairs. Just seeing the light, these enlightened individuals infiltrating every aspect of life, being driven on by the conviction of their hearts, increasing every year, the light is multiplying. The earth, the humanity is drawing together closer and closer as a global community of goodwill and cooperation. All the solutions to our human problems are available to us now. All it requires is the intent, the courage, the determination. So send forth a positive vision, knowing that truth and love, integrity will win, will prevail, and is. Let us wish all beings freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Some nice deep breaths. Just let this positive thought form flow through you. Now bring your intention, your focus back into yourself. Be aware of yourself as pure awareness, embracing your humanness, guardian of your own human journey. Let's deepen our commitment to take care of that journey. Align ourselves to the highest principles of life. Live by those principles. Slowly heal all the confusion in our minds. And as we continue on our journey, may we continue to gather in the light of love, wisdom and power. Build that temple of light within our own hearts. Pure awareness. Pure love. So that it radiates out whatever flowing. Flowing out into the community all around us. We are seen as an example of loving kindness, of total responsibility to care for ourselves and offer that awareness to others. Now complete the meditation any way that's meaningful to you. Just come out slowly, gently, keeping your awareness in place.